You're listening to FWAT, episode 12 for July 30th, 2014. Welcome to FWAT. I'm your host, Rob Steele, and I know you're wondering, what is FWAT? FWAT is a word I made up. It's actually short for f***ing what? It's just a more politically correct way of saying it, and I know you want to say it, especially when you hear news stories like this. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is blaming President Obama for 5 million people in his state with no health insurance. Now keep in mind, his state refused the Medicaid expansion, thus rendering the Affordable Care Act kind of moot in his state. Phil, if you'd taken the money, they would be a lot better off. Just me spitballing here. Hello? Maybe if someone told him it was a Republican bill in the first place, then he'd accept the money, then his state would be better off. But that would require him listening or doing research or his job. Of course, the unemployment rate is fairly high in that state, too, and most of the state seems to be falling apart. I mean, when was the last time you heard good news coming out of Mississippi? So, Phil, I think you've got some other things you might want to start working on than the whole, I'm blaming Obama for everything. No, Phil, I think it's you. Coming up next, Phil Bryant blames Linda Ronstadt for everything because, well, as we all know, Obama had a crush on Linda Ronstadt when he was a child, reports CNN in one of those stories that makes you go, why are you reporting this again? Happy birthday today to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, the Governator is 67, and his new movie, Expendables 3, comes out of theaters August 15th, or is available online now from many pirate sites everywhere. Oops! For some reason, many of the news outlets decided to make its availability news to deter piracy. Of course, if they hadn't told people it was out there already, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be downloaded near as much. You know, just me thinking here, kind of like a gold rush mentality. You know, don't tell people it's there, and you can have it all to yourself. What a concept. Actually, speaking of Rush, happy birthday to one of my personal gods, Rush's Geddy Lee. Geddy turned 61 yesterday, and if you haven't gotten their most recent studio work, Clockwork Angels, seriously, go get it now. It is awesome. Also, and here's something you don't hear much with music very often, get the novel, too. Yeah, a novel, based on the album. Concepts, right? Even if you don't like Rush, get the novel written by Kevin J. Anderson and percussion god Neil Peart. It's really good. Seriously. Check it out. The world might actually come to an end on August 17th. Expect worldwide panic to ensue as one of the world's top communications firms shuts down for maintenance. This communications blackout is expected to last 10 to 12 hours as servers worldwide are being updated. So mark your calendar, August 17th at 3:30 UTC, which is 7:30 a.m. Eastern. Twitter will shut down. Let the panic ensue. Just when we thought we'd heard it all, this guy opened his mouth. This guy being Bert Farias, founder of the Holy Fire Ministries, who claims to know the raw, naked truth about why people are gay. They're possessed by fart demons. What? Oh, dear. Farias claims that in choosing to be gay, a person chooses to engage in unclean demonic practices. Uh-huh. Then they, of course, become possessed by the putrid-smelling demons that are so stinky they can drive pigs to suicide. What? In an interview with Charisma Magazine, Farias begged gay people not to get upset with him as he explained his, is it a groundbreaking theory or a windbreaking theory? Quote, homosexuality is a demon spirit. It is such a putrid smelling demon that other demons don't even like to hang around it. Because we all know demons just, you know, like to hang out at the mall and wander through Hot Topic. Yeah. Oh, what? Do I need a punchline for this? in sports, kinda. ESPN reporter Stephen A. Smith was suspended for a week for saying, well, let's face it, it was some controversial stuff regarding the thing that I told you about on Monday, where Ray Rice beat up his girlfriend. Yeah. Stephen A. Smith said something similar to that in some cases of domestic abuse, that the woman was asking to be hit. All right. Now, hear me out on this. He is right. In some very rare cases, yeah, he is right. But that doesn't mean you hit him. Ever. Seriously. It doesn't. I'm not condoning domestic abuse. Seriously? No, of course not. I mean, you just got to look at it this way. If we punched everybody who deserved to be punched, or picked up a bat and hit everybody who deserved to be hit, or a gun and shot everybody who deserved to be shot, we wouldn't have much of a government left now, would we? If you'd like to follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Podomatic or iTunes, check all that stuff out on the website, fwattpodcast.com. And you know what? Go to iTunes and write a review of the show, even if you don't like it. And you know what? Even if you don't like it, tell your friends about the show. Let them make up their own minds about what I do here. You can even use the hashtag, FWAT. Have a good rest of the week, everyone. See you on Friday. Don't panic. It's almost here.